putting Todd Bowles into place as the defense coordinator, moving him from the secondary position. I mentioned to you yesterday that I'm starting with myself, and I've done that, and going through and evaluating our football team, both coaches and players. So this is one of the moves, and we'll see where this goes from here. But I think we all know how much I care about Juan Castillo as a person and as a football coach. I think he's a good football coach, tremendous football coach, tough worker, has a great family. I know that he's going to continue to do great things in the National Football League. However, I also have always said that I'm going to do what I think is best for the Philadelphia Eagles. And at this time, I think this move is the best. 3-3, obviously, puts you as an average football team. And right now, I think we're better than that. And so I'm going to do what I think is what I think is right to make us better. And at this particular time, this is what I feel. And I'll continue to go through and evaluate, all the situations. And again, I think that's very important that I do so. Time's yours. Listen, I think I can obviously do better. I think collectively we all can do better, and but I surely can do a better job myself. And I put Juan in this situation, and things didn't work out the way I'd hoped here as it finishes up. So I take full responsibility for that. And, well, let me finish. So I take full responsibility for putting him in that situation. And so on the other hand of that, I'm also, if I don't think things are working for the best for the organization at that particular time, I've got to be responsible for that too. I've mentioned that to you before on certain players that we brought here and that I've been responsible for bringing here and drafted with high picks. And so I feel the same way here.
How difficult was it for you personally, knowing that you put Juan in his position, knowing how close you are to him, how tough was that phone call or that conversation with Juan?
Well, it wasn't a phone call. I made sure I talked to Juan. And
personally, how tough?
Yeah, it's tough. One of the tougher things I've had to do. Yeah, I would tell you that. As a head football coach, we'll get y'all. Let me just knock these out. So, but it was, I thought it was important that I talked to him and was upfront with him about the situation.
Was keeping him on role ever thought of?
Also, I don't think that's fair to Juan. I wouldn't do that to him. I just and he understands that. But I just don't think that's the right way to go.
Is it your decision? Did you have doubts during the offseason that this was going to work out?
No, listen, I thought we were making progress. I saw us making progress. We made progress through the first through the last four games. I kind of liked the direction that we were going. I thought we started off pretty good. And then I started seeing some trends come back that I really wasn't real happy about, and so I just wanted to make sure that we took care of those. I'm not going to go into detail, but there were just things that I saw that I didn't want to go in that direction. So tough call. Go ahead. I want you to ask.
Is this your decision and your decision alone?
This is my decision and my decision alone.
Andy, from the outside, it looks like the offense has been a bigger problem than defense the first six games. Why make such a dramatic change on defense and not offense?
Please understand this. Please understand that offense, defense, and special teams right now, we need to get better. And I'm going to continue to work through that. And it's my responsibility to do that. And I'm just bringing this to you because this is what's happened so far. So and I'm not going to tell you anything's going to happen past this or is going to, that will happen. I'm not telling you that, but this is what's happened so far. I told you I'd be up front with you. I'm up front with you here and making sure that you understand.
Are you leaning toward
how much does a
player or players questioning Juan, and obviously openly, Nami did it, carry into your decision?
Yeah, listen, I didn't, because we all have a responsibility, the players included, of doing better. I didn't go to the players with this. That's not what I did. And I didn't take that in consideration. Nam told me what he really meant by it, and explained that before, before it ever this ever took place. So I, I appreciated that. But that's, he was in favor of what we did, and he liked it, and so on. But that, that's not where I went. This was something that I felt I needed to do. What I think was best for the organization at this particular time, and that's exactly how I went about doing this.
In your opening statement, you said this is one of the moves you felt you had to make. It almost seemed like you're not done. Is there something right now you're leaning toward, whether it be the offensive side or another?
No, listen, I'm going through the process is what I'm doing. So I'm not gonna. It's what you asked me yesterday if at this time I had made any moves or were going to make any moves. Well, at that particular time, I had not made any moves. I haven't made any moves other than this. I'm telling you up front that this is what I've done to this point. Am I still evaluating? I'm still evaluating.
Have you evaluated
the other coordinators yet?
I'm still evaluating. How much did the fourth quarter and overtime have to do with your decision to let Juan go?
Well, listen, I tried to look at everything. I mean, I didn't focus in on the one thing. I tried to look at everything. So that's how I went about it.
What is it that wasn't done well enough for Juan to lose?
I'm not going to get in specific. It was how I felt at this particular time. The things that I think that we need to go forward doing. I wasn't feeling right now. I mean, this was my decision and my feel and so on. So I've got to trust my instincts on it. And as hard as it is, I've got to make sure I do that. And that's. That's what it's based on.
I think Todd was obviously an interim head coach last year, but he has not been, I think, a defensive coordinator at the level, NFL level. How confident are you that he can call a game, he can match which with the other offensive coordinators week after week?
Well, I feel comfortable that he can do that.
He's obviously never done that capacity before. So.
Well, I've been around him now. I hadn't before. When I tried to interview him before to be a coordinator here, I'd heard great things about him. Then I had a chance to interview him, and now I've had a chance to be around him, and I think he can do that. I like the way he worked with Juan. He handled that the right way. He didn't try to come in and cut Juan's legs out from under him or any of that. He came in and worked with him, and they had a good working relationship. So I appreciate the way he went about his business and how he handled the other coaches, and so I think, and the players. I think the people that have worked with him surely have had a lot of confidence in him, and there's some that have been very close to me, and so I put a little trust in that.
How much role did he already have in devising the game plan and calling plays during the game?
Well, all the coaches have a phase of the game plan they do. I mean, that's what they do. So he had his phase, and he dealt with that. And he and Juan had open communication, which was a good thing.
Did he have more than perhaps a secondary coach would normally have as far as his say in the game, playing the game?
I think there was a certain respect there. I mean, I don't want to take that away from him that he had that people listened to in the room. But he did what our other secondary coaches have done as far as their responsibility for – X part of the game plan. Yeah.
Did you approach Juan about it at all? I know Jim has said in the past he doesn't really want to, but did you even?
No. I didn't talk to coaches. I didn't talk to the players. I didn't talk to front office. I didn't talk to anybody. I made a decision, and then I went from there, and I talked with Jeffrey, and that's where it went. So there was nobody else involved. Make that clear for you. And just like I know things were presented before that this year that I had to get rid of Juan prior to the season. Well, obviously that didn't happen. I mean, that's not how we operate here. That's not the way Jeffrey operates. He never has. That's just not how he goes about his business. That's not the way Joe operated when Joe was here. It's never been that way. It just that's not how it goes.
Are there any coaches out there that are obviously working that you'd like to bring in here in the near future?
Right now, I think I'm going to just stick with the staff I have. I've got Bobby April the third here, and he's a secondary. He has secondary background, so he can help out. He's already been helping out there, so he can cover any base that needs to be covered.
What would you like to see from the Todd Bowles coach defense going forward this season?
Well, I tell you the same thing. I expect a aggressive, emotional football. I expect one thing from our football team is that you know that you play four quarters of that, and that you never let your foot off the pedal, man. It's all out for four quarters, and I'm talking about all three phases of the game, and we're not doing well enough at it yet, and that's my problem. That's my fault.
Do you think that Coach has support within the locker room among players because he's a former player and has coached defense a long time?
I think that he's respected.
Can you explain why it's been so hard for you to find a defensive coordinator since Jim passed away?
Oh, it's big shoes. You have to remember that when we first got here, expectations weren't quite as high as what they were after you win games. So that's a tremendous amount of pressure on that person that you put in that position. There's not a lot of wiggle room, as you'd say. So when you come in here, you've got to handle a whole lot of pressures. Not only from the media and the city and the fans and players, but that you're expected to perform at a very high level. And that's an important part of it to look at. And it's important for me to make sure I have a clear vision of that as I evaluate the people that I bring in.
I think a lot of people look at the defense that Jim had here as an aggressive one, one that blitzed a lot, one that was very successful. And people don't understand why 2 years ago you completely went in a lot of ways the opposite direction.
Yeah. Well, some of it, a little bit of a scheme. When you develop the wide nines, you're bringing in, you're giving up a couple things to get a whole lot in theory, and that's put your guys in a pass rush situation every time. You're moving them off of people's bodies, give them an opportunity to rush a passer. So with that, if you add in the blitz, now you also remember Jim, you would think by how people talk is that he blitzed every down. No, that's not what he did. Blitz a very low percentage of the time, but he blitz at opportune time. So it's how you utilize the blitz within that scheme. So we can do a better job in that area. We can do a better job there, and that's what we'll try to do.
Meshing between linebacker and secondary that you were really looking for, because you do have a strong philosophy on the line now. Was just that meshing of those three aspects of what you
want to say? I want a strong philosophy on both lines. That's what I want. And right now, we can get better at both spots. We're not playing well enough at both spots. And then as coaches, we have to take that responsibility and make sure we're putting guys in the right position to do their job to the best of their ability. So, and you're not going to win a lot of football games unless those two positions right there play well.
As far as the question was the meshing between the linebackers and secondary, what you weren't seeing in the defense?
Well, we can do better as a unit. Yeah, we can do that. And that covers everything. Les, go ahead. You had a question.
I'm sorry. Yeah. With the message that you're sending to the players, what is it? What do you think they will make of this as they're,
I addressed the team yesterday. And then I followed up and I addressed my staff after that individually or as a staff. And then I've talked to a number of them individually. So, but I was very forward with the players. I'm going to look in the mirror first. I mean, I understand how it goes. And then I'm make sure that I look at every coach and every player and make sure that that's right. So,
you've never fired a coach mid-season. A lot of people probably look at this as a desperation move. Is it?
Listen, the thing I can tell you, and I understand that completely. I mean, I understand that. But I've got to do what I think is right. I've always tried to stick with that. And whether it was with public opinion or against public opinion, I tried to do what I thought was right, the best thing for the Philadelphia Eagles, the best opportunity that it gives us to win football games. So I'm going to continue to do that. And that's how I felt about this situation.
Andy, the time that you've worked with Todd,
the defensive line is not giving you enough pressure because you're not getting sacks. What can Todd Bowles do to change that or help that become where it was?
Well, when you start getting into scheme thing, I can't give you the information on specifics there. I mean, we're getting ready to play a team here in a week, so. But there are certain things that we can do to help each other out at all positions. And that's what makes us the greatest team sport there is. So, and we've got to help as coaches make sure, I tell you this, and I know it comes off as if I'm just saying, but we've got to make sure we're putting the guys in the right positions, all positions, to give everybody an opportunity to do their best at their spots and thus win the football game.
And so
when you ask me that question, there are certain things you can do. And we've got to make sure that we find that and get it taken care of and then utilize it during the game.
Andy, the short time that you've worked with Todd Bowles, what has impressed you most about his job as secondary coach?
Well, he has a good understanding of the game, and not only in the secondary, but also the whole pitcher. He gets it. He understands how to tie it all together. He's detailed with his techniques. He relates well with the players. He's a smart guy. He works hard. So those are normally good qualities to have in a football coach.
Whatever role or presence that you currently have and have had in defensive meetings, class defensive game plan, are you going to upgrade, be a little bit more active than you have been just because now you have another new face in there? And
well, listen, I've always tried to stay on top of all three phases. I can do a lot better job than that, whoever asked me. Jeff asked me the question. I can do a lot better job in all three of those areas. And I'm at the same time, I want to make sure that I give my guys that are in there the opportunity to let their personality show within their group. And it's important that happens. That's why you're the coordinator of that position group. And then likewise in your position group. And everybody has to be on the same page doing the right things. There's a general philosophy, though, that I want to establish. I want it done the way I want it done. And so, but I also want their personalities to show within it.
It's a viable defensive line scheme, and will Todd, will Jim continue to run that under Todd? Will that continue the same way?
I still think it's a viable defensive line scheme. I think there are certain things within it that you can do, and you've got to utilize certain things to even make it better, and so that's that's what we'll attempt to do.
A lot of Todd's experience has been in 3 or 4 defenses. What's his understanding of this scheme? And is there going to be a transition period like there was with Juan?
I don't think there'll be a transition period. I'm not looking at that as making this move. He's been here, and he. He understands it. He knows it. I'm not looking for transition periods right now. I'm looking for him to step in and do his job to the best of his ability and with the players that he has. And I think he has good football players and good coaches around him. I expect us to do better.
Can he get his defense together before Monday, or will he just start coaching them Monday?
Right now he's going through. They're doing all their meetings and self-scouts and that right now, which is important right now. And it's not going to change. The scheme isn't going to change. The terminology isn't going to change. But how we work within that, it's how you do that. So,
what's next for Michael Vick? Will he be the starting quarterback against the Atlanta Falcons?
As I said here today, he's the starting quarterback.
Are you still evaluating the
quarterback? Listen, Sal, I'm going through. I'm evaluating everything. I'm looking at everything, everybody, and everything.
Now, do I say that starting players are not out of the realm of possibility?
All I can tell you today is what I've got down today. That's all I'm going to do. And you can take that however you have to take it. I'm trying to give you as much as I can give you at the time. I'm coming forward to you with this and as quickly as I possibly could to make sure I stand up here and tell you as opposed to putting out – as a press release and go in the opposite direction. So I want to make sure that you know, the fans know, and I mean, I owe that to you guys. I owe it to them, and I know everybody has an opinion. I understand. I've got it, and but I've got to just, I'm going to take it one day at a time here.
How long do you think these evaluations are going to take before you kind of have all your answers?
I evaluate every day, but I'm up in that because we don't have a game, obviously, coming up here for another week. So I've got time here to make sure I go through it.
And if you think this decision will have a negative effect on your relationship with Juan?
No, I don't. I don't. No. I mean, my respect for him is as high as ever. I think the world of him. I feel full responsibility for putting him in this position. You know, I know the kind of person he is, and I know that he cares, you know, for me likewise. So, I mean, but again, that in these type of situations, he understands it. You've got to put those things aside. I've got to be as real as I possibly can. I'm dealing with a lot of men in here, and I'm dealing with an organization, a city, and you guys are all part of that. So I'm going to try to be as real as I can and as honest as I can with it.
And whose decision is it how much to use that going forward? Is that you, or does Todd have free reign?
Well, Todd and I are going to communicate, so but I take full responsibility for it. I mean, that's what I do. So, I mean, I'm the one who brought the wide nine here for a reason. But Todd will obviously have a big influence on that. That's his job right now. So.
Anyone here a couple of years ago, and the night that you named Juan defensive coordinator, you acknowledged, you said this is an out-of-the-box move. Will the result of this and what's happened in the last 2 years change? You've always made these kind of unusual moves. Will this change your approach to things as far as that goes?
Listen, I'm going to trust myself. I understand that not everyone's going to work. I understand that. I admit that. But I'm also going to tell you that I think the percentage of them, they do work. I mean, that's right. That's my job, and I'm supposedly an expert at that, right? And so I make, and you've got to trust your instincts and go with it, and that's what you do. And sometimes a risk is going to work out and work out for you in a big way. Sometimes it ends like this here. That doesn't take anything away from Juan as a football coach. He's one of the best football coaches I've ever been around.
As I sit here today, Michael Vick is still the starting quarterback, but that may lead to some speculation that you may be considering making a change.
No, I'm just telling the truth to you. I mean, that's what I'm saying to you. Right now, Michael Vick's the starting quarterback. So, and I've told you that I'm going through and I'm evaluating. I told it to you yesterday. I'm telling it to you today. And I'm trying to be real with you. And so, and I'll continue to evaluate myself. I'll continue to do the things that I think are right for this organization.
How much is the lack of a pass rush, not having any sacks, not maybe forcing just one turnover?
Yeah. It's not one thing. I mean, we can point out one thing here, but it's not one thing. It's try to evaluate it all, and that's what takes the time. Listen, you ask any head football coach in the National Football League, and they're going to tell you that that's what you do, you know. And you fight to win football games as a football team. You try to make your football team the best possible football team they can be. You try to better yourself every day. You want your coaches to better themselves every day. You want your players to do it, and you hope you have an influence on helping them become the best they can be. And so that's my job. And that's how I go about doing it.
Do you look at it though? Like you got 10 games to turn this thing
around. That's not how I go about it. I do what I think is best for the Philadelphia Eagles, cut and dry. I think if you get it past that, then you do things that are not right.
The whole season's being played in the context of Mr. Lurie's comments that, you know, if the team doesn't improve dramatically, that there'll be changes and you'll be fired. Does that give you an extra urgency to make a move like this when maybe in another year you wouldn't?
I want to be the best football team we possibly can be. Right now we're sitting here 3-3. That's not good enough for what I think we have here. It's not good enough. Now we happen to have a bye right here. So I have period of time here to make sure I evaluate it and try to make it as right as I possibly can. And then I don't care about anything else. That's what I want to do. I want to make sure that that gets done. And I'm not going to lose focus on that.
So what's this decision?
Well, it's what I thought that, you know, yesterday was the best thing, you know, as I went through it and evaluated it. You know. Oh, you always want to step back and make sure you get all the information, I think.
Did you want Todd's presence on the staff this year in case something like this happened?
No, that's not why I brought Todd here. I told you why I brought him here. I thought we needed another communicator for Juan, somebody that he could talk to that had some experience. That's why I brought him here.
How do you weigh making wholesale changes against losing continuity or maintaining continuity? Is there a danger involved if you make too many that you might?
I've got to use my experience and instincts on that. You know, that's what I have to do. So I think I'm making this move because I think this is the right move. Time tells you that.
Change an offensive coordinator. What can be done to improve an offense that's 31st in scoring and has 17 turnovers?
We've got to get better. We're going through that and looking at all that. But there's some things we can do better there. Absolutely do better.
How much will the fact that your quarterback is committed 13 or 17 turnovers, you know, affect your evaluation of your starting quarterback?
I'm going to look at all the turnovers. I'm going through them and analyzing that. That's what we're doing right now.
Okay. And in the past year, you've carried them on your best already. You have a couple of more weeks now. Is that something you'll evaluate and look for possibilities to improve?
Yeah, Howie keeps his eyes open on that every day. We go over that. So we go over our personnel and whatever's available, either on other teams through trades or guys that get cut.
Okay.